पान्तास्वशरणं यता। दौतात्मा पुरुषः कृष्णः नादमूलं न मुञ्चति मुक्तसर्वपरिक्लेशः तस्वशरणं यता। दौतात्मा पुरुषः कृष्णः मादमूलं न मुञ्चति मुक्तसर्वकरिक्लेशः
देर इज वन वर्स ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर खंड खंड हय देहाय यू कैन फाइंड दैट खंड खंड इट मे नॉट बी देयर इन दिस वेरी गुड वर्स टू कोट टुडे भरत
नवतात्मा पुरुष
आई फॉरगॉट दैट आई कुड हैव कोटेड टुडे एनीवे आई विल जस्ट टेल दैट पादमूलं न मुञ्चति
मुक्त सर्व परिक्लेशः
सर्व कर
पान्थ स्वशरणं यथा
पान्थ स्वशरणं यथा कृष्ण मुञ्चति मुक्त सर्व परिक्लेशः कांथद्वास दौत आत्मा हुज हार्ट हैज बीन क्लिंस्ड पुरुषः द लिविंग बीइंग Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Padamulam, the shelter of the lotus feet, Na, never, Munchati, gives up, Mukta, liberated, Sarva, all, Parikleshaha, of all miseries of life, पान्तः द ट्रैवलर स्वशरणम इन दिस इन हिज ओन अबोड यथा एज इट वेर Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. A pure devotee of the Lord, whose heart has once been cleansed by the process of devotional service, never relinquishes the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, for they fully satisfy Him. As a traveler is satisfied at home after a troubled journey. Journey is troubled always. It is not happy to travel. Purport. One who is not a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord Krishna is not completely cleansed in the heart. But a perfectly cleansed person never quits the devotional service of the Lord. In discharge of such devotional service, as ordered by Brahmaji to Narada in the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes a representative of Lord engaged in preaching work meets various so-called difficulties. Prabhupada calls as so-called difficulties. This was exhibited by Lord Nityananda, when he delivered the two fallen souls, Jagai and Madhai, and similarly Lord Jesus Christ was crucified by the non-believers. But such difficulties are very gladly suffered by the devotees in preaching, because in such activities, although apparently very severe, the devotees of the Lord feel transcendental pleasure because the Lord is satisfied. Prahlad Maharaj suffered greatly, but still he never forgot the lotus feet of the Lord. This is because a pure devotee of the Lord is so purified in his heart that he cannot leave the shelter of Lord Krishna in any circumstances. There is no self-interest in such service. The progress of culturing knowledge by the jnanis or the bodily gymnastic by the yogis are ultimately given up by the respective performers, but a devotee of the Lord cannot give up the service of the Lord, for he is ordered by his spiritual master. Pure devotees like Narada and Nityananda Prabhu take up the order of the spiritual master as the sustenance of life. They do not mind what becomes of the future of their lives. They take the matter very seriously, as the order comes from the higher authority, from the representative of the Lord, or from the Lord himself. The example set herein is very appropriate. A traveler leaves home to search for the wealth in far distant places, sometimes in the forest, sometimes on the ocean, and sometimes on hilltops. Certainly there are many troubles for the traveler when he is in such unknown places, but all such troubles are at once mitigated as soon as the sense of his family affection is remembered, and as soon as he returns home, he forgets all such troubles on the way. A pure devotee of the Lord is exactly in a family tie with the Lord, and therefore he is undeterred in discharging his duty in a full affectionate tie with the Lord. Om Jnanati Mrandasthya Jnananjana Shlaka Chakshanunaita Menata Smaka Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here we see Srimad Bhagavatam, very beautiful verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yesterday's verse, basically they are Parikshit Maharaj, in a beautiful verses, he is glorifying devotees, pure devotees of the Lord. Yesterday we saw he compared them to autumn rains, so which cleanse everything. So generally when first rain comes, everything would be dirty and the water becomes very dirty and muddy. So gradually we see that by the time autumn season comes, so everything becomes clean and green. So we can experience this practically. Now our boys, they wash pots, you know. When you put water first time in the pot, so what it would be dirty, right, or not? Later in the end when you wash it, the water won't be so dirty. So, in this way, autumn rains are, but they mark the complete cleansing. So, fully cleared. That is what we have to understand. How pure devotees fully cleanse all the accumulated dirt within our heart. So, then in this verse, Parikshit Maharaj compares pure devotees to Mukta sarva parikleshaha paanta sva yasharanam yata. Whenever yata word comes, it is comparison. Comparing with something else. So just as. Yata means just as. So just like, or just like. Just like a traveler, after facing lot of difficulties, he comes back to home. Pantaha means traveler. And Swasharanam means his abode, personal home, his house. So when he comes back, he becomes free from all the difficulties. He becomes very happy. So here we see that Prabhupada explains this example in the purport. The example set herein is very appropriate. A traveler leaves home to search for wealth in far distant places, sometimes in the forest, sometimes on the ocean, and sometimes on hilltops. So, all these examples are traditional example, you know, right or not. Travelers, why one would travel? Traditionally, no one would travel except two people. One is business people and another people are, so sannyasis, maybe vanaprasthas also, they may travel for Tirtha. Tirtha Yatra. So, other than that, vanaprasthas also can stay at one place, or they may travel to holy places. Just like we see many kings in Srimad Bhagavatam, they went to forest. That is the meaning of very meaning of vanaprastha means he enters into forest. So he will stay at one place and perform austerities. But sometime they may visit holy places. So go to holy places. Other than that, two persons who travel are businessmen and sannyasis. Sannyasis, they travel to distribute knowledge, enlighten grihasthas. So here you see that traveler means he is a businessman. He goes to in search of wealth in far distant places. So sometimes in the forest, what is there in the forest? He may collect wood and do business, wood business. So what is this wood business? How, right or not? You should do some mobile business, right or not? There used to be valuable wood. Previously, people built houses with wood. Sandalwood. So all wealth was in the forest. And sometimes on the ocean. Why on the ocean? Because all valuable gems used to be in the diamond, pearls and different. From the ocean they would collect them. And sometimes hilltops, different minerals they would collect. Certainly there are many troubles for travelers. So now these are not the reasons why one should travel now in modern days. It's completely different. But that doesn't mean the trouble of, you know, in modern days it appears that, oh, we have very conveniences. So conveniences, but that, you know, traveling is more miserable in modern days than traditional. So people think that, oh, we have automobiles, we have trains, we have flights, but these are more miserable than traditional. Maybe they traveled bullock carts. They had boats previously also, big, big boats. And so they had horses, horse carriages, etc. So anyway, once he comes back to home, so he is very happy. Sometime in modern days also this expression, feel at home, they say, no, right or not? Modern day English expression, feel at home. Home means it is sense of happiness, pleasure. So similarly, so here what is the comparison? Home, Krishna Pada Moolam, the lotus feet of the Lord. And especially Moolam means his toes, Krishna's toes. So one who has taken shelter of Krishna's toes, so he becomes transcendentally happy. So then all the troubles of material existence, they do not experience. And especially here, these are Jivan Muktas. Jivan Muktas means they are pure devotees, but in the material world. Right or not? In the spiritual world, there is no question of troubles, right? So, there are conditioned souls, there are fully liberated souls, and then there are Jivan Muktas, three kinds of living beings. So, sometimes it is explained like that. So, these are Jivan Muktas. They are in the material world, but they are pure devotees. They have fully taken shelter of the Lord, and they are fully happy under the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So, even in most difficult situations, they will not be disturbed. So, Lord Krishna, he explains why it is like that. In 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yatro paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaivatmanatmanam paschannatmani tushyati. And they experience sukham atyantikam yattat. Buddhi grahyam matindriyam vetti yatra na chaivayam sthitaschalati tatvatah. So, buddhi grahyam matindriyam. So, that transcendental happiness, atindriyam. In this material world, whatever happiness we experience is indriya sukha it is. Atindriya sukha means it is transcendental happiness. So, and then, yam labdva cha param labham manyate nadikam tatah. After attaining this, they do not consider anything superior, anything to be superior than that. Manyate nadikam tatah. Yasmin sito na dukkena guruna api vichalyate. So, this one. Yasmin sthita. Being situated in such transcendental happiness, na dukkena guruna api vichalyate. Guruna api vichalyate. Guru means great and lot. So, here parikleshta word is also like that it is. Pariklesha. Klesha means miseries. Pariklesha means too many miseries. And Gurunapi means too much misery also. So, Guru means heavy, lot, and weight, you know, with. When it is lot, it is heavy, no? More, right or not? So, Guru is heavy with the knowledge because he has lots of knowledge. So, therefore, he is heavy. So, if you have lot of things, then weight becomes more, right or not? So, gurunapi vichalyate, dukkena gurunapi, api means even though there are lot of difficulties and miseries, so, na vichalyate, he is not disturbed. So, then tham vidya dukkha sanyogam viyogam yoga samhitam. So, he is never shaken, even in the midst of greatest difficulty. So, this indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact. So, if you try to, this indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact. So, because material contact means, yahi sansparsha jaboga dukkha yog. Dukkha, what is that? Yeah, dukkha yona evaya. So that sansparsha jaboga. Sansparsha, sparsha means contact. So, when senses are in contact with sense objects, they produce miseries. Or some sense of so-called little sense of happiness. All the so-called happiness and miseries in this world which we are experiencing, it is all because of this contact of the senses with the sense objects. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkada agama payino anitya stham titishasva bharata. So, because of our false identification with, we identify with this body and senses, And when senses experience happiness and distress, we think that it is our happiness and distress. I am experiencing. I am happy. I am unhappy. I am miserable. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada here, Prabhupada uses the word so-called difficulties, various so-called difficulties. And especially it is true with a liberated soul. Apparently, you may see that they may be experiencing difficulties, but actually they are not suffering. You may see that they must be suffering, like Srila Prabhupada in his final pastimes. So, you may see that, he is very old, invalid, suffering from so many diseases, he is not able to sit up. So, someone has to carry him in palanquin. So, it seems that but it is so-called unhappiness or so-called difficulties. Because the main thing is that because they don't identify with the body, so they are always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So they do not experience. Just like a person, one who is in the home, he do not experience difficulties. And so as soon as one has taken shelter of the Lord, so one does not experience any material miseries and difficulties. Srila Prabhupada also gave that example. So small child, it cries. But as soon as it comes in the hands of mother, then no more crying. So, in this way, conditioned soul would be crying, but once it comes to the shelter of the Lord, when it takes completely shelter of the Lord, then it will not cry. So, and pure devotees are already in the shelter of Supreme Lord. So, here Prabhupada gives example of Nityananda Prabhu, Jesus Christ. Today is Christmas. So, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified by non-believers. But such difficulties were very gladly suffered by devotees in preaching, because such activities, although apparently very severe, the devotees of the Lord feel transcendental pleasure because Lord is satisfied. So, this statement indicates that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's verse, So, in that one song, he writes that whatever miseries we experience in the service of the Lord, it gives us great happiness, like that. Whatever difficulties we face. Anyone remembers that? No. I also forgot. So, in this way, they feel transcendental pleasure. So, Prahlad Maharaj suffered greatly, but still he never forgot the lotus feet of the Lord. Pandavas. And we see that Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Devotion, the great warrior and a lifelong brahmachari, Bhishma Deva, he also shed tears by seeing the condition of Pandavas. So, why great warrior and lifelong brahmachari? Both should not be emotional. They should not be crying like women, right or not? So then they will not be fit for to be a warrior and to be a brahmachari, right? So, oh my mother, my father, like that. If you go, then you will never join brahmachari ashram. Right or not? And warrior also should not be crying. He should love seeing blood, flowing blood. So, and especially it is told about Bhishma Deva. Throughout his life, he fought so many battles, right? In his life. In the end, when he was leaving body, in first canto of Bhagavatam, it is described. And he shed tears that time only, when he was leaving body. Pandavas came to meet him and he started crying by seeing them. So, in this way, but still they never gave up devotional service. Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces. That famous verse is there in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Khanda khanda haya deha. What is that verse? That also I forgot. Even if all the parts of the body are, cut into pieces, Tabutana chadi vadane hari nama, something like that it comes. Then also I will not give up uttering holy name from my mouth, he says. So this this Mlecha Yavana king, so you are born in such a great Muslim family and you have become a Hindu, you are taking the name of Hindu god, so you should give up that up. Otherwise we will kill you. So he ordered the Yavana king that if he doesn't agree to give up chanting Hare Krishna, you have to kill him, beat and kill him. If you do not do that, I will kill you people, he said. So all these servants of Yavana king, they were beating Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur, it did not hurt him. It did not affect on him, because pure devotees are always protected by the Lord. So they cannot. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, we cannot even shake one hair on the body of a pure devotee. Such demons. So demons, they may attack pure devotees, but they cannot even shake one hair on their bodies. So just like Prahlad was given poison, but it did not affect on him. So in this way, we see that so many other things were done with Prahlad. He was thrown in a hot boiling oil. Can you imagine? Trampled under the feet of elephant, thrown from the mountain. He was thrown in the pit of snakes, but they did not shake one hair on the body of Prahlad. So like that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave example of Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya was given poison 2 times. So in this way, all these demons, who was that? Kramikanta, demon Chola king. So such demons, they cannot shake even one hair of a pure devotee. So it did not affect of Haridas Thakur. But these servants of Yavana king, they were unhappy. What will happen to us now? Because this Haridas is not dying only, we are beating him. So then at last Haridas Thakur felt pity on those jivas. So he acted like as though he is dead. And then they threw him in the river. Then he swam and went away. And they went and told that Haridas died. And we threw him in the river. So, but the point is that even in such difficulty, Haridas Thakur, he said that you cut my body into pieces, then also I will not give up chanting Hare Krishna. So, this is a difference between neophytes and pure devotees. When neophytes, some difficulty comes, then we give up. Oh, why Lord did this with me? Right or not? I did so much bhakti, I did so many ekadasis, I chanted so many rounds of Hare Krishna mantra. Why Lord is doing this to me, like that we think. So the very nature of Shuddha bhakti, pure bhakti is like, it is called as avyabhicharini, mamchayo. Vyabhicharini bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati taitan brahma bohyaya kalpate. What is the meaning of avyabhicharini bhakti? There are many names for Shuddha bhakti, right? Kevala bhakti, ananya bhakti, and uttama bhakti. So similarly, one word is avyabhicharini bhakti. Avyabhicharini bhakti means what? Who is called as vyabhicharini? Vyabhicharini. Vyabhicharini means prostitute. She is not fixed with one husband. So every day she changes her clients, right or not? So bhakti means avyabhicharini bhakti it is, because you become fixed at the feet of the Lord. So that is the meaning of avyabhicharini bhakti. So here in the purport we see that Srila Prabhupada, there are many, 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 many words in Bhagavad Gita, many verses also. So that verse is there, what is that? Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti mashita bhajantyananya manaso jnatva bhutadima avyayam satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dhradavrata namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta upasate means, so they eternally engage in the service of the Lord. So Prabhupada also defined who is a pure devotee. One who is eternally surrendered. There are six limbs of surrender. Anukullasya sankalpo pratikulasya varjanam rakshishati iti vishwaso goptratve varnam tata atmanikshepa karpanyam shadvida sharanagati. So these are six limbs of sharanagati. Accepting which is favorable for devotional service, rejecting which is not favorable, have conviction that Krishna will protect us, and accepting Lord as only soul maintainer. And dedicating everything to the Lord and feeling meek and humble. So these are six limbs of surrender. And one who is forever surrendered to the Lord is called as pure devotee, properly defined in teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So preface or introduction, maybe introduction. So he defines pure devotee like that, forever surrendered. Whether they are in difficulty or happiness, they are always surrendered to the Lord. So this point has to be understood very nicely. That is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, that full surrender to Krishna. So that is the test. Anyone can make show of chanting Hare Krishna, anyone can put tilak, anyone can put neck beads, anyone can get initiated. So all Sahajiya Sampradayas are there so much. They are also Vaishnavas, they are also devotees. But surrender is the what measure, what is the barometer of a devotee. Who is a devotee, who is a non-devotee, who is pure devotee, who is neophyte. So they are forever surrendered to Krishna. So here we come to this point that the second verse, second chapter verse is also very relevant here. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. So vyavasayatmika buddhi samado ekehe kurunandana bahushakayanantascha buddhayo vyavasayina. Prabhupada, he didn't quote that, but indicates here, you know, they do not what is that? I'll come to that point. I'll read this little bit later. So there Krishna speaks that they develop vyavasayatmika buddhi. Vyavasayatmika buddhi samad ekeha kurunandana bahushakayanantasho buddhayo avyavasayinam. So there are avyavasayinam and there are vyavasayatmika buddhis. Both are opposite terms they are. Their intelligence is many branched, it is bahushakaya. Same thing, just like prostitute. Intelligence is doesn't remain fixed in one object. So mind and intelligence is not steady and remain so fixed in one object. So but those who are vyavasayatmika buddhi, their intelligence is fixed, resolute. So why it happens? Because they do not have material desires. If you see after this verse, because bhogaishwarya prasaktanam thayapaharita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadona vidiyate. Those who have desire for bhoga and aishwarya, they cannot fix, their intelligence cannot be resolute in samadhi. So are in devotional service. So they cannot, okay, so now my material desires are fulfilled, or I want to fulfill my material desires, they will give up service of the Lord. So this is a this point very nicely, very relevant here, because here there is description of pure devotees. This verse begins with Dautatma. Dautatma means one whose heart has been cleansed. They do not have material desire. Therefore, they are fixed in the lotus feet of the Lord. So, if you have material desires, you cannot be fixed in the service, devotional service of the Lord. Always those material desires will just disturb you. You cannot be peaceful. You cannot be fixed and resolute in the service of the Lord. So, but those who are Dautatma, those who are pure devotees, they just remain fixed in the lotus feet of the Lord in any situation, because their hearts are pure. So, therefore, if we want to become, if you want to remain steady in devotional service, remain fixed and fully take shelter of the Lord, fully surrender to the Lord, then we have to give up all material desires. We have to become free from all material desires. We have to purify that. So, until that time, what we should do? Prabhupada indicates here. Until we become fully pure devotees, what we should do? Here you see, there is no self-interest in such service. We should not have any self-interest in the service. The progress of culturing knowledge by the jnanis and the bodily gymnastics by the yogis or Lord cannot give up the service of the Lord, for He is ordered by His spiritual master. Pure devotees like Narada, you see here, He is ordered by His spiritual master. Pure devotees like Narada and Nityananda Prabhu take the order of the spiritual master as sustenance of life. So, Srila Prabhupada told, when he quoted Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, in that purport Prabhupada quotes, how one can become Vyavasayatmika Buddhi? By making order of the spiritual master as life and soul. So, then we can become. If you go according to our mind and intelligence, so prostitute intelligence, so because it is lusty, it is filled with material desires, so then we cannot become Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. So Prabhupada, he said that is a way to become Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. So Srila Prabhupada, in his life, if you see, so he was ordered by his spiritual master, you should go to West and preach. When first meeting only he ordered, his Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur just about to depart, it was like final order to Srila Prabhupada. There is a bogus book, final order around ISKCON. So, that is another story. Prabhupada's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's again final, first instruction and final instruction. Or in other words, the only instruction to Srila Prabhupada was that he should, it's not the only instruction, but most important instruction, that he should go and preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world. So Prabhupada made this as life and soul. You can see that how he is a perfect example of Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Whatever difficulties came, still he would execute that. So he had to face so many difficulties in his life. More worst is, among all other physical difficulties may be there, he suffered from heart attack and so many things, other things, so many other. But the neglect of the people, especially in India, you see that rascals, Indians. So, he preached so much, but they did not accept it. So, from a very lower rung to the higher rung of people, especially he was preaching to higher rung people. So, when he was in Jhansi, he was preaching to all educated people and different higher rungs of society. He wrote letter to Nehru, Gandhi and all these people. So, In this way, we see that he preached, but they did not. And lot of uncooperation from God brothers. So negligence, rejection of him. So that was very difficult thing. So, pure devotees, so they go on. Srila Prabhupada, he went on, fulfilling the desire order of his spiritual master. They do not mind what becomes of their of the future of their lives. They take the matter very seriously as the order comes from higher authority, from the representative of the Lord, and or from the Lord himself. So like that. So basically, we have to, even if we are not free, fully free from material desires or influence of modes of nature, sometime we may come in the influence of modes of nature. So just like you see, right or not, if we become and come under rajas, then we develop attraction for opposite sex. When we come under tamas, we become angry, may create disturbance for other devotees, right or not. So like that we may come, but there should be strong sense of attachment and love for Guru's instruction, Guru. So that will makes us fixed in devotional service. That will help us to develop Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. So, and here Prabhupada in the purport in the end, you see very nicely, a pure devotee of the Lord is exactly in a family tie with the Lord. And therefore he is undeterred in discharging his duty in full affectionate tie with the Lord. Affection, like I said, a strong sense of love for Guru and his instructions. So that's what makes us fixed in devotional service. So these are all very beautiful descriptions, Bhagavatam also and Purport also. So we should hear this and become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions, comments? No questions, comments.
So, and again he's sending gurus.
What is this drama going on? So, Krishna may send his representatives, guru. But unless Jiva comes and inquires from guru, he will not be liberated. To create that inquiry in the heart of the Jiva, Lord puts Jiva into difficulty. You got the idea? If there are no miseries, where is the impetus for, I should find solution for this from a knowledgeable person, right or not? There will be no impetus, right? There will be no push for that. So therefore, our Acharya has explained that putting miseries by the Lord also is mercy of the Lord. So that will create a Brahma Jidnyasa. Atato Brahma Jidnyasa. So in this way we go to Guru and inquire, then solution is given, then we chant Hare Krishna and go back to God. So that is the point. In Christians, among Christians, today is very good day to discuss that. So they have a theology, Saint Augustine or Aquinas, what, Thomas Aquinas, one fellow, one among them, I forgot the name now. So he preached that his son died in a very young age because of some problem, some health, just 12 years old or something. So then he made a theology, started thinking deeply, why it happened to my son. So why there is suffering in this material world, why there is so much miseries. So Lord is not all good, not all merciful. So he came to the conclusion that so Lord is not all good, but even if he is not all good, he is not all powerful to remove the miseries. He may be all good, but he is not all powerful to remove the miseries. So like that. So all these Christians are in darkness, ignorance completely. In 1,000 years of their 2,000 years of their theological development, they did not even understand this small point. So miseries are kept by the Lord so that jivas come to Brahma Jidnyasa stage, inquiring about what is the solution. Therefore, in the purport to in the introduction to Srila Prabhupada, he writes, introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada writes, unless we ask the cause of suffering, we will not become human beings. Human life begins with such kind of inquiry, he says. Why? Trees are also suffering. They are standing in the sun, hot sun, hot rain, and cold now, winter cold. But they don't inquire. They don't protect themselves. And animals, they protect themselves, defend themselves. So trees' consciousness is very degraded. They don't have sense of protection also. Oh, some protection. Someone is coming to harm me, I have to protect myself. But animals and birds have that sense of protection. But human beings, if they are only interested in protection itself, is not sufficient. That is not human life. They should ask, what is the cause of this suffering? So this kind of inquiry also doesn't come in animal-like human society. Just like running in city, you see people are running, so much suffering there, but they never ask, oh, is there any alternative lifestyle? Most of even devotees in ISKCON also, they don't ask, is there any solution for my suffering in the misery in this job and my children suffering in the, you know, schools? They never inquire. If they inquire, there is solution. So such kind of stone-like, tree-like, or animal-like, bird-like consciousness will never bring, they don't come to Brahma Jidnyasa. So for that, again, Lord Krishna, he made a system, regulated human civilization, that is Varnashrama. So when human beings become regulated in eating, sleeping, mating and depending, then this consciousness comes to the level of Brahma Jidnyasa. So dharmo hitesham adhiko visesho dharme nahina pashubhi samana. So one less Prabhupada often, he said human civilization begins with Varnashrama system. So therefore Brahma Jidnyasa will not happen if there is no Varnashrama. We will still remain in animal, even after suffering also. Lord keep suffering, still also these animal-like human beings, they don't inquire. They don't try to find solution. Our ISKCON devotees, they may read even Prabhupada books also. They may read that, oh, inquiry, human civilization begins with inquiry. Still they don't realize. They are so going on in the city. Every day running in the local trains, buses, cabs, working day and night. Horrible. What this city life has given, actually. Okay, anything else? So that one quality of the Lord is there, no? Hatari gati dayaka. So hatari gati dayaka means one who gives liberation to whomever he kills.
So that is the meaning of Hatari Gati Dayaka. In 7th canto of Bhagavatam also there is description. You see, because Yudhishthira Maharaj, he saw after Rajasuya Yajna was performed, in Rajasuya Yajna Shishupala was killed. And in the vision of everyone who were present there, they saw that Atma is going and merging in the body of Lord actually. So whether in the body of the Lord or in impersonal Brahman, so when Lord Krishna kills any demon, so from there they go to spiritual world. First they reside in body of the Lord or effulgence of the Lord, and from there they go to spiritual world. So these are all special demons. They are not ordinary demons. Ordinary demons in the material world, Muda Janmani Janman, Thanaham Dvishata Kruran, Samsareshu Naradana, Naradama, Kshipam Ajasham Ashubhan, Ashureshveshva Yonishu. That verse. And the next verse, Muda Janmani Janman, life after life, I put them into hellish plan, hellish conditions. He says. So ordinary demon. If you want to become a demon, also become a special demon, being get killed by Krishna. But that is not bhakti. Therefore, they have to go to impersonal Brahman, because so impersonal Brahman, there is no bhakti there actually. So, how it happens? They may again come back to material world and do bhakti and go back. So, but generally, so they don't become again conditioned souls, because that is a Hatari, it is against the principle of Hatari Gati Dayak. Wait a minute. So he has to give them, whomever he kills, he has to give them liberation. That is his quality. It is. Okay?
Difficulties come to the jivas so that they can inquire and go to the Guru. But why difficulties are there for the Guru?
Otherwise, he will remain a conditioned soul only. So Guru, by suffering, he sets an example that you can do bhakti in this condition also, or you should do bhakti in this condition also. Otherwise, conditioned soul will think that this bhakti is not for me, it is only for gurus or pure devotees. Right or not? And he takes your suffering also. Right or not? And you should not make again sin and like Christians, they do that. Repent sinners. Prabhupada called them as repent sinners. Repent sinners means you sin and again do repentance and again go and sin. Prabhupada called them shameless. They don't feel ashamed. Pure devotee, when he does, or advanced devotee, when he does any mistakes, occasionally or accidentally, if he commits sins, he comes and repents in front of the Lord. And he feels ashamed to express that, my Lord, I did this like that. But these shameless Christians, so they go on sinning. And they have made, Prabhupada says, contract with Jesus Christ that he has, Jesus loves you. Everywhere they have advertised, you see, Jesus loves you like that. You go on doing sinful activities, still he has to love you, right or not? And still he has to take all your sin. Lord Jesus takes away sin, and here and there they write, right, on the walls. So I'll go on sinning, and Lord Jesus has to go on taking sins. Such rascals, you see. So this is nonsense. So therefore, here Jagai Madai example also in this purport comes. No? Prabhupada said that when Jagai Madai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered them, so he said, you should not again do the same sins, he said. Now I will take all the things, whatever you have done, I will take it. So Prabhupada therefore he said, after being initiated, you should not again commit sinful activities. So Guru suffers because of your load carried, so many millions of years load you have you have carried. Anything else? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.